This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go!
Lads, what a fucking morning.
No, it was insane.
Like, what a morning. I hope, when you listen to this show, I just need you to know how up the walls we were.
Right. I mean, Dave was. I was doing nothing because I offered no skills to a radio environment. I just have to sit here and be like, yeah, okay.
You are emotional support.
I hope so.
We came in this morning. Obviously, Emma's been off this week. No Callum either.
Nope.
And not really much stuff like ready for us.
Not much in the tank.
It just kind of shows you how much Callum does. And so when he's off, it kind of throws us off.
No, you really need him.
So listen, the show sounds good, but it's like a swan. Looks good on top, underneath the water, just kicking legs.
Inside, we were screaming.
1038 Dublin.
Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, good morning. 4 minutes past seven on the 29th of August, 2025. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to EP weekend. Finally, it's here. People feel like people have waited a full year for this.
They sure have, because that's when the tickets go on sale.
When are you off down?
I will rush down now after work.
You're going today?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to head down. But I haven't packed and I haven't. I have to get the house organised. Dwayne's mom is staying to mind the dog, and I forgot his two of his other friends are staying as well, so we need to change sheets and do all sorts.
I was only looking at the lineup like last night. I haven't really paid much attention, but like each day looks so much fun. Like I
so
feel
true.
Like everyone's just gonna have the best time, no matter rain, hail or shine.
You keep saying that and then we might start to believe it.
But seriously, like, Hosier tonight, Chaperone tonight, like that's gonna be so much fun.
Chaperone followed by Hosier, which I feel it kind of slightly takes the vibe down.
Actually, I'm totally with you on that
it's
one.
It's like, really?
As soon as I saw it, I
love
like,
Hosier.
Okay. Yeah,
but like,
fantastic.
You know.
Bit odd.
Yeah. It's a funny one. Yeah. But hey, I'll be there for both.
Listen, it's going to be unbelievable. And I'm kind of a little bit jealous.
Do you want to call?
No, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm fine purely because I know you'll have fun, hail, rain or shine.
You really keep mentioning that hail.
But
do you know something I don't?
No, I don't. But I'd much rather be in my bed for hail, rain or shine.
Yeah, just looking out at it.
Yeah.
Just hearing it clatter against your window.
If there was more shine than hail.
I mean, we'd take the shine.
Absolutely.
But I will take the hail I think I'm about to.
Yeah, I think you might be. No, I think you'd be fine. Just, you'd be very wet. Oh, you're going to have some.
All right.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Okay, so at the moment, there's a lot happening in the pop girly universe.
Okay.
The pop girly stratosphere. I mean, it seems now like a million years ago that Charlie XCX got married and there was the pictures of all of that and everything, because just so much has been happening.
I forgot she got married
to me. I know. That's just because there's been a lot going on with the girls. And it seems like, you know, back in the day, announcing an album would be the biggest news in the world. Everyone would be so excited. You'd kind of live off that news for few weeks, a few months in anticipation. But it's simply not enough at the moment because people are getting engaged, people are in court.
It's like anyone can release an album these days.
Yeah, but you need the deluxe tracks and then you need to release another one in 10 minutes while you're also on tour.
Of course.
And while you're also embroiled in a triple scandal.
Mm.
I don't know who's been doing that recently, but I'm just manifesting. This is the next celebrity news that I want. Yeah, it just seems like people are having to really up the ante to stay in the headlines. I feel like it's a bit of a scramble for the girls. And I have been keeping track on everyone. So I kind of thought I'd put together a little scoreboard just so we know who is captivating the nation and the world en masse the most.
Right, okay. So you're saying you can't just have an album, you have to have loads of other stuff.
Yeah. And if you just have an album, you fall quite low in the scoreboard, as we will see. So we're going to start with Lana Del Rey, who did announce her album called Stove. Initially, kind of interesting, because I'm like, okay, Stove, does that mean like new tradwife era after she married the alligator swamp tour guide man.
Like,
is there something else happening? But it just seemed there was nothing else in conjunction. So she currently is bottom of the leaderboard at 3.
Is it because she got married and then announced an album? Whether you're supposed to announce an album and then get married.
Maybe it's like you're walking down the aisle and instead of a bouquet, you have your album cover. Do you know what I mean? Like, make it jazzy. You might have seen yesterday, Ariana Grande announced her first tour in 7 years.
I saw that,
which is pretty exciting.
Huge.
You know? But I'm like, you either need Cynthia Erivo of Wicked on the tour with you, or else you need to be like, you need to have like stepped out with SpongeBob and matching haircuts.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
There needs to be a pregnancy announcement. You need something. So unfortunately, 6 points for Ariana Grande, but very exciting, of course, and probably will get tickets.
For context, she is going out with the guy who's playing SpongeBob on Broadway.
He played SpongeBob on Broadway, and then he was in Wicked the musical with Ariana Grande. The legend goes, in a musical production, the leading lady has to get with the most high up in the cast straight man, and he's the highest up one. Everyone else is gay. So shout out to musical productions all over the world. Shout out, Bach. Next up, we've got Sabrina Carpenter. Yes, she had her album release, but she also paired with that her album cover scandal.
Yes, that was huge.
That was good. There was a bit of discourse online. If you missed that, the cover for Man's Best Friend, the first cover she released, it was like her kind of like kneeling at a man's knee.
Yeah, and he had her hair.
He was holding her hair, pulling her hair. Could have been a lady in man's shoes. We never know, but it was never really revealed. And she released a more PC album cover because of woke. So we liked that. Thought there was a bit going on. 13 points for that. Third from last. Addison Rae. I'm over my boycott of her. I was speaking earlier in the week about how I had to boycott Addison Rae because she moved from the National Stadium, her Dublin gig, up to the Three Arena, and I just felt it was disappointing to me. But by all accounts, the gig was incredible. So for Addison Rae starting her tour in Dublin and doing a meet and greet by the Three Arena where she did a sound bath for guests, of guests were like lying on yoga mats and there was someone like moving a wooden spoon around a big metal bowl, which I think counts for a lot.
For you listening, don't worry, I have no idea what's going on either.
Hey, I know some of you were there. I know some of you were at that sound bath meet and greet. That's 28 points. I think that holds a lot of currency on the Pop Girly Scorely Board.
Who's top the leaderboard?
Okay, we're coming in at number 3 now. Millie Bobby Brown, baby adoption, age 21. That's pretty juicy.
Huge.
That's 46 points. Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift album announcement on her boyfriend's podcast and then engagement, which goes on to be the most liked post in the history of a living artist ever. Mm-hmm. That's 108 points. Finally, you might have thought she was top of the leaderboard, but no. Cardi B, an album release and a viral court case where she has to explain to a lawyer the concept of wigs.
Yesterday you had black hair, short hair. Today it's blonde and long. Which one is your real hair? Or are they both real?
They're wigs.
Okay, sorry, I didn't know that.
Why is that a question in a court
They're
case?
They're wigs. Oh. Well, as you hear, the other lawyer said, overruled, which I love the drama. He said, what are you talking about that way to my client? So please, please do watch the court case. It's incredible entertainment.
My God. Well, good scoreboard. Thank you. What was Cardi B's score?
261.
Perfect. Now, I'll tell you this much. There's not a lot of things I like about London.
Okay.
Not a lot of things I like about London. I don't really like going there because it's...
full of English.
It's more so just I don't like going to the airport for 2 hours before a flight. So then only have go there for it's only you're only up in the air for 45 minutes.
Yeah, it just feels a bit anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's a bit pointless. I don't like it. And then when you get there, it's so massive.
It is.
I don't like how massive it is. So I don't like London, really.
Fair enough. I feel like with London, you need to tap into your niche of where you want to go. And I think like the biggest mistake people make is going to Central all the time.
Yeah, yeah, fair.
Say if you're like cool and you hang out in East London, I think you can have a bit of a vibe.
Yeah, yeah. I like Richmond.
Richmond, very posh.
Yes, very posh. Very nice though. Very nice area.
Yeah, slay.
But it's kind of the only place in London I actually really like. But as I said, there's not many things I like about London. However, there is one thing that I would like to bring from London and put it in Ireland.
It better not be Big Ben, because I feel like
No, no, don't
like,
worry.
I like that.
It's the church. No, I'm joking. They're here. Ah! No, it's not that.
It's King Charles.
Do you know what it is? You arrive in Heathrow, you arrive in Gatwick, you arrive in the other one.
Yeah. Of course, as they shall forever be known.
And you get on an escalator to go up somewhere.
Yeah.
Or down somewhere into the subway.
Mm-hmm.
And you stand on the right side.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone stands on the right side.
Mm.
And then if you want to just continue to walk down the stairs, you can on the left side, because everyone in London stands on the right side of the escalator. So that's just something I want to bring to Ireland. Okay? Because I feel like there's just mayhem on escalators.
Oh, it's carnage
Ireland.
Out there.
Carnage.
I think that is an excellent idea.
And I think there's no way anyone disagrees with that.
I just, like, my only disagreement would be, like, no one's in as much of a rush here. Do you know when you see someone in London who's in a rush and they're getting up that escalator?
They're really
they're like,
in a
sorry. And it's like, yeah, okay, you have a job in bank.
Yeah.
Or Central Station.
Yeah, I'm with you. But I'm, if in Ireland, like, you know, when you could be going anywhere, even in the airport, people get onto the travelators and they just stand there. And then, but they stand like three abreast, so you can't get by. It should just be on one side. So, what I want to do is bring this campaign to Ireland.
Okay.
The next time, could be even this morning, you get on an escalator, you stand to the right.
Whoa.
Let's just stand to the right, okay? Let's start this new thing. You stand to the right.
Let's just try it.
People can walk up the left, but if you're with someone, if you're in a group, you stand on one step each. Okay?
Form a queue.
There's plenty of stairs for everybody.
There
you don't
is.
Have to stand two abreast, three abreast, all right?
No.
Let's all go to the right and stand there if you wish. If you want to walk, you go on the left.
Whoa.
I think this is a huge new thing we need to bring.
I think we need to get the whole station and everyone working in Barrow down to like Stephen's Green Shopping Centre for an installation. They're the nearest escalators that I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it's practice. Chaos on them. Or just even to like, for it to subtly get into people's heads, this is how you stand on the escalator now.
It's
standing to the right.
Standing to the right.
Walking to the left.
Walking to the left.
See, the right never want to change.
See, the reason,
stay
reason
where they are.
Because you drive on the left in Ireland.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? So you're driving on, you're walking up, okay? So you stand on the right, you drive on the left, you walk up.
Do you think that's why it is?
I presume so.
I love that.
Yeah, I presume so. Anyway, that's what I want to bring.
Smart.
So next time you see an escalator or a travelator, if you're in the airport today, this morning, wherever you are, you stand on the right, you walk on the left.
The travelator, if you're standing, I know sometimes we all like a little break.
Mm-hmm.
The airport, it's a long place to get through. But like, don't take the mic like standing on there. Do you
Ridiculous.
Know what I mean?
Don't take the mic standing on there and then putting your suitcase to the left.
No.
So you're standing on the right and the suitcase
to
the left. Are you having a laugh?
Some people are trying to have a race
exactly.
with someone who walks alongside, and that's really important.
Please, just understand. That's my new campaign, bringing it to Ireland. We now stand on the right, walk on the left.
I love it.
Oh! Welcome on in to 1 second at the cinema.
All right.
Fiona, how does this game work?
Well, it's something that sounds like an impossibility, but time and time again, you make it happen. Basically, we play a clip from a movie that tends to be played at the cinema. Do you get it? Because 1 second at the cinema. The clip is a second long, and it's then time for you, the listener, to guess what the film is based on that 1 second clip.
All right, if you do that, you'll win some IMC Cinema Pass.
Because cinema. Because like then you could go and see. Now I don't know if this film in question is in the cinema anymore, but you could go and see at one of your choices.
One of the other ones.
And you could watch it for a second if you wanted.
So this is 1 second of a movie clip,
mm-hmm.
and if you guess it, you and IMC Cinema Passes. It's as simple as that. Now I have no idea what this is.
No
idea. We do have an answer. I'll figure that out. I'll figure out what it is. But for you listening, I think this is a very, very tough one. If you know this, it's just the word cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. That is just the word cinema in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. Here we go. That's the entire clip.
What?
I have no idea what the hell that's from.
I am honestly bamboozled. See, we've had for the last few weeks, Emma Nolan picking the films, and it's been great because she's seen like four of them.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, based on her taste, you can usually guess what she might have selected. But this, Oh, like maybe it is something really well known. Do you know what I mean?
I want to figure out what that first thing is. If you have any idea, by the way, send them out in a WhatsApp at 0877 111 103.
Please, please get it into us. Is it some sort of physical actor, like physical comedy actor?
I was thinking maybe it was an animated one. Hold on. I can just see a kid going, but I've absolutely no idea what it is. All right, if you think you know, send them out in a WhatsApp. I doubt anyone's going to know.
No, I think that's very hard.
There's no way. I don't know.
Callum was back on the films, producer Callum.
Very true. All right, send them out in a WhatsApp to 0877 111 103. One more time. Welcome on into 1 second of the cinema. This is where we play you 1 second of a movie clip. Within that 1 second, you have to guess what the movie is. I know it sounds like it's nearly impossible, but it's been done every single week.
It sure has.
So if you think you know, then cinema in a WhatsApp. That's what we've been asking you to do. This is the clip for this morning. My God, is it a tough one? That's the entire clip.
I think it's one of those weeks where producer Callum just wants people to suffer.
I think so too, especially me, because he's not in today.
No.
And I didn't know the answer. I had to go find the answer.
Which is pretty tough based on that.
Based on...
In what film does happen?
It's like a click and a... or something like that. I don't know what it's from. But listen, so hopefully someone does. Lolly, how are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Lolly, what is that movie clip from?
The Minions movie.
The Minions movie.
Okay. I get that because, it sounds like something they do.
I thought it was from Despicable Me.
Yes.
I figured out the answer, Lolly. It's not that,
oh,
Lolly.
No.
I'm afraid it's not that, Lolly, but a fantastic guess.
No problem.
Thank you so much for playing. Have a great day.
Bye, Lolly.
Yeah.
An educated guess, some would say.
Some would say. Very educated guess. All right, this is the clip again. Please, God, not Anya knows you. This. Anya, how are you?
How are you?
We're not too bad. All right, Anya, good. What is that movie clip from?
Bad Guys 2.
Bad Guys 2. Is that the one with Will Smith?
Oh, I don't know. My six-year-old daughter suggested it.
Your six-year-old daughter. Well, unfortunately, you'll have to tell your six-year-old daughter that she's wrong. It's not that. I know.
Sorry,
great guess, though.
No problem.
Thank you for ruling it out, Anya.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Bye. All right. That's it.
Cheers, Callum. Daughter's crying.
I'm looking at all of the guesses here. They're all wrong.
Oh my God.
And it's really, really depressing.
This has never happened since I've been here anyway. People have always managed to get it.
I thought the same. I don't think we've ever had a week where no one has got the answer. Do you want the answer?
I think we need to put us out of our misery.
Okay. The answer is this.
Alrighty then.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
I was thinking it could be a Jim Carrey, but I thought it could be Liar Liar. Because it is, like, he's obviously so physical like that, and he does his... Oh, I really spat quite a lot there.
I've never seen that movie.
Have you not?
No, never seen it.
I haven't seen it since the 90s.
I'm raging. So there you go, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Hey, good morning. 4 minutes past eight. Happy Friday. Welcome to the weekend where Emma, Dave, and Fiona. It's just myself and Fiona this morning.
It sure is. Sailing this ship alone, and I have just watched the most insane video that I don't think is ever going to leave me.
Oh, go on.
It's just a video about a dog. Grand, cute. Someone put it up being like, hours after we rescued this dog, this is what happens. And the video shows the dog give birth to a puppy, and the angle is like right at where the puppy out of, and the puppy comes out and the dog eats the placenta, Calvin Harris girlfriend style. Now I don't know if she ate that, but we just saw a picture of it, and
those things that because you saw it you have to tell everyone?
Yeah, but like I know I need to let you know what happens in the end. Obviously, like, puppy birth is beautiful, nature is incredible, whatever, but I was struggling to sit through this, but I couldn't look away because I needed to see if the puppy was okay, because it was inside the, shall we say, sack, and the dog...
At 4 minutes past 8 of Friday, shall we say sack?
Shall we say sack? And the dog, shall we say, ethed that to release. the shall we say puppy.
Yeah.
And then it started moving around. So all's well that ends well, but I will never unsee that.
What is on your For You page?
I don't know how they were filming at that exact time also and at that angle, but there you go. This random puppy on a random Instagram reel is doing okay.
Oh, yay.
Oh, sorry. That's, but hey, it's beautiful.
Do you know what? I will say this. It could have been worse. You could have showed me.
No, I'm not going to show you. It's like, no, I feel never, like there ever, should have ever. Been a bit of a trigger warning yeah. for that. It was wild.
Let's do it. Now, over the last couple of months on a Friday, I have been ranking some of my favourite niche things. In the past, I have done things like transition sounds between Hannah Montana scenes. Mm-hmm. I've done lines from Titanic, the movie.
That was a great week.
Well, what am I going to rank this week? I thought, I've been watching a new show. I've been re-watching an old show.
Okay.
Kind of the opposite of what I'd said.
But it's
originally.
It's new for your rewatch rotation.
Exactly. I'm rewatching an old show, and that show is called Two and a Half Men. And there is something interesting about Two and a Half Men, is they have also got transition sounds. So I welcome you to Dave Ranks Two and a Half Men transition sound.
Whoa! What in the 2010 is this?
It's crazy. Okay. So every scene, whenever Charlie and Alan are getting up to something wacky or wild,
oh, that's
as soon as it ends, you will hear a transition sound and maybe a picture, a video of the beach, of the Malibu beach
of
Charlie's house. And you'll hear something like, men, or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
It's beautiful.
You will recognise them, even if you haven't seen the show. I think you'll recognise them.
Yeah.
They're very, very famous. So in fifth place is just the standard.
Yeah. Ease them into
ease you into
establish
it.
Establish the concept.
Yeah, so in fifth place we have a standard.
Of course.
It couldn't be any higher.
And
do you know what I mean?
You couldn't do this Dave Ranks without it either.
Absolutely not. But there are different variations of just in fifth place. So in fourth place we have you hear the nice little strum of the guitar?
I did. There was a bit of razzle dazzle.
A little bit
on
of bass
one.
There, I think. Have a listen. That is fourth place on Dave Ranks Two and a Half Men transition sounds, okay? How are we feeling so far?
I'm enjoying this more than I thought I would.
Okay, good. Here we go in third place of Dave Ranks Two and a Half Men transition sounds. It's this.
Yes.
Big fan of that.
First woman mentioned
first
on the
woman.
Show.
When I was a kid, I always used to think that was Jake singing.
Yeah, because
Jake is the little kid.
Because they do the lip sync of that, don't they?
Yes.
In one of the later seasons. And he sings the ladies' bit.
That was third place. In second place of Dave Ranks Two and a Half Men transition sounds, we have a Christmas one.
Oh.
And to be honest, number one is also a Christmas one.
Okay.
They pushed the boat out for Christmas.
Festive
and they
Kings.
Did their own Christmas-specific versions of transition sounds.
Oh, I love that.
Here we go for Dave Ranks transition sounds in Two and a Half Men. Number two.
Now, that is just excellent.
Isn't
excellent
it?
Production.
One more time. That is second place on Dave Ranks transition sounds in Two and a Half Men. But we must move on to the first place. My favourite transition sound in Two and a Half Men has only been played ever once in the entire series.
What?
It has, and it was in a Christmas episode.
But it left its mark on you.
And I think that the guys were singing The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, banger.
And it was, as I said, Christmas episode. And they did a transition sound after The Little Drummer Boy was singing. So here we go. First place in Dave Ranks transition sounds between Two and a Half Men scenes. It's this.
Oh, that's
men.
Who How can go down that low?
Men. Class.
I'd say they had so much fun coming up with all of those.
Yeah.
Like, it just seems like a good time.
Just how many ways could we say men?
Men.
Yeah. So that is Dave Ryan's Two and a Half Men transition sounds. Hope you enjoyed. We're back next week for a brand new one.
Electric Picnic is already very much upon us. It seems like a lot of people do like to get down on the Thursday now.
It's a real thing, yeah.
Yeah. I saw a post on EP's Instagram page saying, like, which campsites were full. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty
already?
Much all of them.
What?
All. Like, I think there was two that still had space in them. Yeah. Yesterday.
Oh my God.
So
don't be saying that, because the amount of people who are going to be just terrified driving, leaving Dublin now.
I know, but I mean, I would say anyone who's drove down, maybe cast an eye over the EP Insta page. Yeah. Like, I'm sure I'm not the first one bringing this to you, but don't worry, you'll be grand. And I feel like, you know, there's always a place to throw a Pinel tent.
Yeah.
But I'm about to be vulnerable in terms of something that I have planned for your EP.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome, and thank you for providing a safe space for me.
Of course.
I'm heading down for the entire weekend. I'm going to be gigging on Sunday, and I'm also doing a podcast on Saturday, but I wanted to go down tonight because I want to see Chapel Roan.
Yeah, of course.
So I was making a weekend out of it, and this was something that came up at All Together Now a few weeks ago when myself and Emma were heading down, and it's something that's come up again. I wanted to get a hotel, and I'm sorry, that is my right. I'm in my 30s and I don't know if I have what it takes to sleep on the ground anymore, particularly when Carlo Weatherman himself has said it's probably not going to be great weather, guys. And who I listen to.
You've got a hotel.
I've got a hotel, I'm sorry. I did look up B&Bs, but I think they're all booked up.
Because you wanted to be humble, didn't
you? I wanted to be cool. I wanted to be down with the kids. But I think they're booked out ages in advance.
Oh,
to be fair.
My God. Yeah, for all the influencers.
Yeah. Hashtag gifted. I only decided this kind of later on because I was like, will I stick it out? And obviously, Emma's been off this week. She is heading down to Electric Picnic as well because she is DJing on the Saturday. Mm. I don't know what her plan is, but she definitely, for this festival, did not bring in matching PJs or anything. So I didn't feel any sort of obligation.
So is Emma not staying?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if she's like just heading up and down for her. Because she's been away.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, we'll reunite down there.
Okay, so you're staying in a hotel, so you're checking into a hotel tonight.
I'm checking into a hotel tonight. And I make no apologies for it.
Are you on your own?
No, my partner in life and love, Dwayne, is coming down.
Okay,
so we'll be in this together. A pair of saps together. And look, it's cheaper than glamping, to be fair.
Yeah.
And people pay...
Really? Did they not rock up the prices?
Of the hotel? It was all right. Like, it was expensive, but it's not as expensive as glamping is for the weekend.
Okay, fair.
So, I was kind of thinking, I need to still feel kind of cool and down with the kids. So I was kind of thinking of some conversation starters I could have, like, when I'm in an Electric Picnic, so that it sounds like I was camping there the whole time. Yeah, okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, so my first one is, whoa, how about those campsite Londis prices? I nearly dropped my bucket hat into my crusty Doc Martin when I saw how much those prepackaged wraps were going for. Yeah. Am I right?
Yeah, you're so cool.
You know?
Yeah.
Hey.
That's a real Gen Z sense.
That's exactly what they say. Hey, got any spare black bin bags? I either do or don't need to borrow a couple based on whether it rained or not here at the campsite where I stayed last night. Yes, I'll have a 12-euro breakfast bap with you. I definitely didn't enjoy a full buffet breakfast 25 minutes ago. And I slept at the Rave in the Woods between two trees last night. Yeah, used a poncho for a sleeping bag and a power bank for a pillow. It just kind of felt like a more authentic experience, just trying to be one with the woods, to be one with nature.
Listen, it's all well and good that you have your own like kind of sentences made up just in case these things happen. But if in mid-conversation, oh, so which campsite are you in?
Oh, I'm in Jimmy John. I'm in Jimmy John Jenga.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a new one. It's kind of on the outskirts. It's near where the camper vans
it's
go.
On the outskirts. It's in Clare.
It's in Kimmage. Jimmy John Jenga. Check it out for next year. I hear it's going to fill up quickly. It's right beside Andy-O Flatley.
Andy-O
Daddy-O.
Incredible. Listen,
unreal session there.
You deserve a hotel.
Thank you.
You're in your... Well, you can't do it anymore. Happy Electric Picnic Day. Happy Sabrina Carpenter new album day. It's a big day.
Happy CMAT new album
Ooh,
day.
Ooh, is that today?
Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah. Sorry, I should be well aware of that more than the Sabrina Carpenter.
No, it's fine. That's fantastic. They're both big women in our lives, and we support them all.
I had an absolute mare yesterday where, do you know when you just have to go like a certain distance and it just takes you forever? It took me an hour and a half to get from my house to Pippa's yesterday.
What?
By the way, I live in Ratmines and she lives in Beaumont. And it wasn't during rush hour traffic. It was at 11 a.m.
Every traffic is forever at the moment.
But also, a lot of it was my fault.
The on.
A lot of it was my fault. So I came out of work. I said, all right, I'll go to Pippa's. And then I got distracted because there was, I was driving on Fade Street and I was gonna turn right to go north side towards Pippa's, right?
Yeah.
But then I turned left because I seen that there was a woman there on Fade Street selling sunflowers.
Yes.
And so I stopped off. And actually, you came behind me.
I saw you. I was like, who is this? I was like, that looks like Dave's car. Who would just pull over on Fade Street obnoxiously like this?
I did not pull over on Fade Street. I pulled over on Georgia Street.
Oh, sorry. My sincere apologies. And hazards on, but then you see the big bouquet of sunflowers and you're like, you can't be mad at someone who's getting sunflowers. It just instantly alleviates.
Exactly. Like, the sunflowers just are good vibes.
So was that, were they just for Pippa?
They're for Pippa. That's their favourite flower. And I never really see sunflowers. So I just stopped off and I was like, I'll just, you know, whatever. It's like a tenner.
That was so cute. But,
so because I'd parked, right, and because I turned left to get sunflowers.
Yeah.
I'd forgotten. So I got the sunflowers, put them in my car and then drove on.
Without thinking. Right.
I need to bring these to Pippa. I drove home.
No!
I was like, because I turned left instead of turning right to go north side, I turned left to go towards more south side.
Oh my God.
So I drove home and I got home and I got to the estate and I was like, what am I doing?
You didn't realise it till then. Yeah, yeah, so I know, I that, like, way when you're in autopilot
mode. Already, there's an extra 15 minutes, completely my fault, okay? I look to the left at the sunflowers just to, you know, be like, God, they look lovely.
Yeah, gorgeous.
There's a giant bee on the sunflower.
No.
And so I have to pull over again, but I want to make sure I pull over at a nice place where the bee can go and have flowers.
Yes.
Do you know what
of
I mean? So, and I was like, trying to shake it off. It wouldn't leave. It loved the sunflower. Big
of
fan
course.
Of the sunflower.
Yeah,
trying to shake that out. So that was another 10 minutes
oh
at
my
it, right?
God.
We're already at half an hour here and I have not left Rat Mines.
Oh.
I was meant to go straight to Beaumont, right?
No.
Anyway, I'm driving to Pippa's. I texted her. I was like, do you want to see? She said, no. I said, Grant, I pull over in Subway. Right, I pull over in. I'm not even going to tell you where the subway is. I won't. I'm not going to dox it. But oh, mother of God,
it was bad.
Mother of God, it was bad. Now I park. I don't have much. There's no space outside it, so I park across the road.
As you tend to do, you just pull up wherever you like.
Do whatever. And I run the subway, and I'm kind of nervous because I'm nervous that my car is going to get clamped.
The hazards are on. I'm on a double yellow.
Exactly. But the person running the subway is fairly busy. So I'm like, you know what, fair
the
enough.
The sandwich artist.
Exactly,
put
the sandwich artist.
Put some respect on their name.
But there's someone in the queue and they finally get their subway and she's like, oh, here, I have cash. And he's like, we don't accept cash. And she starts going mental at him.
No.
And I'm like, oh God, I can't deal with this. I can't deal with this. Do you know what I'll do? While they're screaming at each other, I'll leave and go get the car and bring it because a space had opened. Right?
While you're screaming, I will make the sandwich myself. Let me back there.
So I bring the car back around and I'm parking outside.
Right,
right now.
Okay.
I'm happy out. I'm very excited, right? And I queue up again. There's a family in front of me that I'm pretty sure have never seen food before because they're like, what's that? What's this? Where does that go? And can I have that with this? And no, not that bag of crisps, this bag of crisps. No, not that one, this one. No, not that one, this one. I've been here in this subway for 20 minutes.
No.
I have not even ordered. Okay.
No.
Finally, it's nearly my turn. There's one guy ahead of me. Anyway, I look to this thing and I'm like, well, I wonder what the extras I'll get on my meatball marinara, which is the only thing I ever
you
get.
You ever get,
subway.
Right, okay.
And I look into the place where the meatball marinara is. And there's no meatballs. And I was like, oh, that's weird. Maybe they have it in the kitchen. I just said, listen, before I go any further, I'll just double check. Sorry, man. Meatball marinara, that's available, yeah? It'll be another 8 minutes.
Oh!
I left Subway. I went to the deli. I got a little bowl of wedges
crap
and chicken. And I went to Pippa's.
Oh,
it took me an hour and a half.
My God.
I was fuming.
That is an absolute sickener. Oh my God, I'd say you were in foul humor by the time you got to her.
Voluntarily stood in Subway for 20 minutes.
Oh my
God. And then didn't
God.
Get a Subway. It was horrible.
Oh my God.
Like, it's one of those things that's not even that bad, but it's just like when you do it yourself, it's like, I'm just having such a bad day.
If you were a stand up now, you'd be like, this is all material. This
yes.
is all material. I mean, at least you got to tell the story
exactly.
on the radio,
that's
but
it.
For God's sake.
Happy Sabrina, new album today. This is Man Child. You're on Spin. To me. Kingfisher, Diamonds and Roses, Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Time to win you some tech.
Yes, let's do it, shall we? The technology specialists at Harvey Norman are here to help you with all the biggest brands and latest technology. So every day you could win a fantastic tech prize from Harvey Norman and a place in our grand finale, which will be live from, as you guessed it, Harvey Norman in Carrick Mines.
Very nice. Let's see. It's Killian on to play. What do you do for work, Killian?
I am a project manager for a fire sprinkler pump.
For a fire sprinkler company. Well, hey, we need that around here.
Thank you for your service.
So don't get too upset about your job, because if we don't have those fire sprinklers, we're in big trouble around here.
Absolutely. Killian, are you in any way going back to college, or are you just wanting a bit of tech this morning?
Just want a bit of tech.
You know what? Fair enough. We love the honesty.
But now, if the fire sprinklers ever do go off, make sure that tech, get it into a waterproof laptop cover or something
That. Very clever, Fiona.
Now, I know you'd already have a plan like that, didn't you?
Yeah, you can't have a man working in a fire sprinkler company and not...
And be like, oh my God! Exactly. When the sprinklers go off.
You know what they say, upstairs for think and downstairs for dance.
That's it.
All right, my man.
All right, Killian, let's see if we can win you some tech. Basically, this is how it works. We're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. You've got to answer 5 questions on today's college topic in that time. If you get all 5 right, you will win an unbelievable prize. You will win a Samsung Galaxy Chromebook Go laptop, right? And you'll qualify for the live finale at Harvey Norman Carrick Mines on the 5th of September to win the €2,500 voucher. Does that sound good?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see if we can do this. So today's topic is media studies. Fiona's going to ask you the first question, and then the timer is going to start. Killian, the best of luck. Here you go. Answer 5, you'll win that laptop. Let's go.
All right, Killian. How I Met Your Mother, Friends, and The Big Bang Theory are all set in what country?
America.
Yes.
All right, name a film or a TV streaming app.
Netflix.
Yes.
Come on. What Irish broadcaster showed the series Love Hate?
RTE.
Yeah, dude.
Hell yeah. What is the name of the place you go to watch a movie?
Cinema.
Yes.
I'm a Celebrity, Big Brother and Love Island are all types of what TV show?
Say that again, sorry.
I'm a Celeb, Big Brother and Love Island are all types of what TV show?
Reality.
Yay!
We'll give it to him because we had to repeat the question. Killian, congratulations. You have just won yourself a Samsung Galaxy Chromebook Go laptop.
Go on, Killian. Well done, and thank you again for your services. To fire safety everywhere.
No.
See you, Killian. Have
Thanks
a great
very
day.
Much, guys.
Good
Appreciate
luck.
It.
Bye.
Bye, Killian.
He must have studied media studies.
He must.
Incredible, incredibly tough questions.
Yeah,
isn't
really.
That live final is happening next Friday. I'm pretty sure we have more tech to give away next week.
Oh my
God. We play again Monday. Alex Warren.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Hey, good morning. 4 minutes past 9. Welcome to the weekend. Welcome to Electric Picnic Weekend.
Yes, EP weekend. I can't believe there's more food recalls, more listeria. If you missed it on the news just there, Alex was telling us that there's been some cheese recalled. Cheese grommet. So I've just looked it up.
Have you bought cheese recently?
I mean, I'm a cheese fan.
Okay.
I would be a cheese girly.
You do look like a cheese person.
Derogatory. Do you know what, actually, I was raging the other day. I asked Dwayne to get me Baby Bells. Baby Bells,
oh, so
not
you,
affected
wow,
by the list.
You are a cheese,
I'm a connoisseur. And he got me the light ones. I was like, do you
the wedding's off.
Like the wet? No, the wedding is off. Light Baby Bell. That is my special snack. But anyway, listen, these are the foods that have been recalled recently. Obviously cheese, spinach, mixed leaves, chicken and pasta, ready meals, coriander and hummus, as well as various types of cheese. So that's really encompassing all the food groups. And yeah. I'm just wondering what's going on out there.
Listen, we're not meant to eat, apparently.
Big pharma, huh?
Yeah,
it's always behind it all.
Takeaways only. For now, though, it's time to get out your WhatsApp and vote for which tune you want as the last song to play on the show. This is one more tune. We both have very different music genres. Mm-hmm. Although, we're kind of...
A little bit of overlap this week.
I think. We've kind of both gone for a bit of pop.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really, really...
What harm?
I'm really, really impressed with my own choice.
Oh, great.
This is what I'm putting forward for one more tune. If you would like to vote for it, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038. I have gone for this. Justin Bieber, Jaden Smith, Never Say Never.
What a great time for music. I always stan everyone else's one more tune choices, but no, that is excellent.
Thank you. Dave, very good. A WhatsApp, if you want that to play as the last song of the show, 0877 11 1038.
And I have gone for this.
Lover.
Ah. Bit about her in the news this week. You may have seen it, you may not have. So I've gone for Taylor Swift, Lover, which was famously everyone's first dance wedding song that they wanted. Will she use it as hers?
It's hardly. She can't use her own song.
And that's about another fella when she's marrying Travis. So if you would like to hear Lover, Taylor Swift, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
All right, there's your options. I've gone for Justin Bieber, Jaden Smith. It's Never Say Never. If you want that, it's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I have gone for Taylor Swift, Lover. If you want that, it's Fiona in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Okay, now all various types of fallout and reaction to the Taylor Swift Travis Kelce engagement post earlier this week on Tuesday. There's been all sorts. There's been
I like the people on Facebook who are commenting going, who cares?
Oh my god, who? I love those.
Who is my favourite one?
Who is so good?
Such a loser.
I used to work for Love to Dublin, and like anytime we'd do a post about like a celebrity spotting or whatever, and you'd just be waiting for who?
It's always like Brian Dowling and Arthur. Who?
Who? Honestly.
You know who they are.
Shout out to the Who posters on Facebook. We love you always. There's been the Who posters. There's been the multiple memefications of the post, including one by the NHS, which was absolutely slated. The health service over in the UK. Yeah. And most upsettingly, this is devastating news for a certain cohort of people. The Gaylor Swift subreddit, an internet hub for the long-standing theory that Taylor Swift is secretly gay.
I saw something about this.
It's gone private in the wake of the engagement announcement.
Oh.
That is a big day for the Reddit parish. Honestly, like, that is devastating. So this Reddit thread, it was launched in 2018, and it billed itself as a space for thoughtful discussion and examination of Taylor Swift, including queer readings, themes and motifs in her work and public persona. Now, to be fair, obviously, Taylor Swift has about 8 million songs.
Yeah.
So there's plenty to decipher there. If you want to have the theory that Taylor Swift is gay, she's giving you material for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's got a lot of songs about like forbidden love and a friend.
Is that why?
Yeah. There's a good few kind of things, and like No One Can Know and like girl name songs and all sorts. And there was a lot of theories about a very close friendship she had with the model Carly Kloss. A lot of people think they are actually secretly married, but they're not. They're not really friends anymore.
This is a real like depths of the internet stuff.
Oh God, yeah. So I think the thread was followed by about 50,000 people.
Wow.
And in the wake of the announcement, you can only now access the thread if you were already on it. It's shut up shop. It's closed. Close for business. Obviously, whoever runs it is just devastated. And taking a moment. So the Reddit thread kind of gained so much notoriety that Taylor Swift actually like addressed this herself.
Did she?
Well, no, the rumors have been going years like before. So even before this thread, Taylor addressed these rumors. This was in 2014. She did a tweet saying, "As my 25th birthday present from the media, I'd like you to stop accusing all my friends of dating me."
Okay.
So this was around like the 1989 era when she was like just making songs about like being out with her friends and stuff. And everyone was like, "Well, you're obviously gay if you're hanging around with your friends."
Hanging around with friends who are also women. Gay much?
Famously. So I've compiled some of my favourites from the Reddit thread just for us to read while we commiserate the end of Gaylor. Okay. "I'm genuinely scared watching how serious Taylor and Travis are becoming. Sometimes I wonder, what if they actually get married? What if she's not really queer at all? It feels like everything I believed about her could collapse overnight. If this is real and not some PR game, I honestly think I could end up in hospital or worse." I mean, fair enough, not dramatic at all.
My God.
Next up, I mean, technically, she didn't say she was getting married. Just that some gym teacher somewhere was marrying an English teacher. For all we know, she wanted an excuse to wear the actual wedding ring she got from her actual wife.
This is incredible.
Shout out to people who believe this so hardly. Okay. Not to be dramatic, but my breathing has been at near panic attack levels for 2 hours. I know all the logical reasons why this is fine, whether she's bi and really loves him or is just doing performance art or whatever, but it's knocked me on my ass a little today.
This is
performance
incredible.
Art.
This is incredible.
Okay, one more. Oh, Christ. Happy for her, but this is the worst news of my life. Worse than my granddad dying. Not dramatic at all, the Gaylers.
Oh my God. I thought the Swifties were mad, but the Gaylers?
They're a whole different cohort.
Incredible. I love it. Keep the Reddit page going even well after they're married.
I know.
Baby, it's mystical, magical. Benson Boone, Mystical Magical. Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. And to be honest, I want to talk about Mystical Magical.
Oh.
Not the song. But just life in general. Life
just
can sometimes
concept.
Be a little bit quirky, can be a little bit wild. But things in our life,
yeah.
I think sometimes you go, how in the hell does that work? That's just pure mystical, magical. That's just magic.
I'm saying it all the time.
Mystical, magical. And I know this sounds like, all right, you're really reaching here.
No.
But wait till I give you this list of things that I think are mystical, magical, and that there is absolutely no way that they should work. And if the only way that they should work is witchcraft.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're going to go... Yeah, that makes sense.
You're going to go bring back burning at the stake.
Yeah, kind of.
Bring it back.
Yeah, bring it back. If you can make these things work, burn you at the stake.
Burn you at the stake. It's the only option. Sorry now.
So this.
Sorry now, Granny.
Is mystical, magical things in real life.
Okay.
That I will never understand, no matter how many times people explain it to me, no matter how many times I ask ChatGPT to explain it to me as if I'm a four-year-old, I will never understand.
I mean, that's mystical, magical in itself.
It is.
Grok? What the hell? Yeah.
The first one is just airplanes. And you hear it on the Talk and Bee promo that's running at the moment. And Calvin says, your man goes, how does an airplane work? And Calvin goes, trust. But he's talking obviously about thrust, like as in...
The thrust
forward.
Of it.
Yeah, yeah. When your man thinks it's just trust. You
honestly,
have to just...
Genuinely.
I'm like, yeah, straight up. Planes.
Facts.
On the list. Yeah, planes. Magic.
I would agree with that.
Here we go. Second one. Bluetooth.
Mystical and magical.
Mystical, magical.
That's a double M.
No way in hell that that should work. Wait till you hear this one. Vinyl players.
Well, I don't know. What's the issue there?
You're telling me that I can scratch something into a metal disc.
Yeah.
Put it on a needle for the needle to scratch that disc, and what'll come out is sound of Benson Boone.
Benson Boone. Mystical, magical. Which is the vinyl everyone has right now.
Yeah.
I don't mind that one too much. I'm not worrying about that, but I understand.
So you think Bluetooth more mystical, magical than vinyl?
Than vinyl, yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, here we go with this one. Door keys.
Weird.
Don't understand.
And curse.
It's incredible how they work. But sometimes they don't work.
Do you know
when you go to like an Airbnb and it's like, there's the key, Grant. Never works. First time.
And
you're like, oh God, maybe this isn't the right key. And then it decides to work.
They go, no, you need to shove the door in, push it out, and then do a little twirl and then it will work.
Exactly.
Obviously. Mystical, magical.
Mystical, magical. You can open your car from like 100 metres away just by going boop, boop, with your keys.
Mystical, magical. Have you ever gotten a go car and you can open it with your phone?
No.
It's so weird.
Oh, mystical,
and it's
magical.
Oh, so mystical, magical.
Okay, and then the last one, I just don't get how earphones work. I understand that the song is playing out of my phone, but if I plug an earphone into my phone, it's now through the wires.
Yeah.
Mystical, magical.
Mystical, magical. Whoa.
Makes no sense.
No engineers get in touch right now. Who will explain literally everything?
These dopes on the radio. 103X Golden
Ticket. Hey, yeah. All right, let's get you away on your holiday, shall we? With thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Lads, I've been wanting to give this away for so long.
Mm.
So please, 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 today is the day. Michelle might be the player. Michelle is off to the spa. Now, are you off to the spa for the weekend or just for today, Michelle?
Just for the day. My friend was 40 there in June, so we're already celebrating
it
there.
I love it.
Oh my God, that's fabulous, Michelle. I hope you guys have a great day.
Yeah, that sounds fantastic, Michelle. But let's see if
Thank
we can
you.
Also win you a holiday while you're here. This is Emma Davis. Dave and Fiona's golden ticket. Have you heard this game before, Michelle?
I actually haven't. I literally just got in the car and I heard. I literally just sent the message.
Literally. Do you know what? I like it. You may as well chance your arm. Basically, you have to play a game for us first, Michelle, and then if you win it, you will win that trip to Fuerteventura. This is the golden ticket. This is where 25 seconds are going to go on a clock and five songs and artists are going to play and you need to guess every single one of them. If you do all of that...
Oh, I'm
going to
be
brutal. No! Hey, Michelle, we need the POPT right now.
We need the positivity. Five songs and artists are going to play, 25 seconds on the clock. Now, there is some rules that will favour you, Michelle, so don't worry, right? If it's a song with a few people on it, let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that, you only need to mention one artist, all right? There's no skipping or passing. We're not allowed to move on until you get the song and artist correct, but if you really don't know it, listen to this one, you can swap it for a different one. Obviously, you can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song. But if you want to swap the song, if you really don't know it, you just shout the word swap and we'll get rid of it and start a brand new game. And when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself, get ready for the next one. Does that all make sense, Michelle?
Oh, I'm going to be so bad at this
Michelle.
You're going to be absolutely fine, I promise you.
We're all rooting for you here. They're easy enough songs.
It's always the people who have the lack of confidence that do actually really, really well in this game because they don't
I never know who sings any songs. I make the words up there.
Listen, we'll start it off with an easy one, all right? 25 seconds are going to go on the clock and song one, Michelle. By the way, where are you from?
From Meath.
Michelle from Meath. 25 seconds on the clock, song one. All you got to do is tell me who sings it and what the song is called. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
It's a type of coffee. It's a type of coffee and it's a little
blonde. Espresso and it's a free decanter.
Yes! Michelle! You've got it!
You've got it. Only four more to go.
Oh my God.
Michelle, not too bad at all. You've got 12 seconds left as well. So that is three seconds per song. So speed it up a little bit if you can. You've still got your swap remaining as well. But look, you're off to a flying start.
All right, Michelle, I hope you like this guy and I hope you know his music. If you don't know it straight away, just remember, just shout out the word swap, we'll get rid of it. Song two, plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. That was Ed Sheeran and Shivers.
What? Oh my God.
I love it. Honestly, I love it. I would like to have a bit of JT on here right now.
Do you know what, Michelle? Let's go for a brand new song too. And something tells me it'll be the same artist, right? Here we go with a brand new song too. And you've 12 seconds on the clock. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
Ed Sheeran?
Yeah. What's the song called?
What's he doing?
Blank.
Michelle, the song.
You get a prize for the worst player ever.
I think we will have to organise a prize for Michelle because she's given us such a laugh.
Yeah, we will send you out to my own system and passes, Michelle. That was Ed Sheeran and Sing.
Don't worry.
You're on the wind down. You're off to your spa day. You've got the senses switched off and you're ready to relax.
I'm with it.
Otherwise, you would have gotten the five and no.
Oh,
time
yeah,
at all.
Definitely.
Michelle, have a wonderful day at the spa. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye, Michelle. Thanks,
Michelle.
Bye.
I love Michelle.
I am absolutely obsessed with Michelle. Fantastic. I want to be on that spa day. Genuinely. Please, if you're listening from Ballantyre House, show those girls a good time today.
The Justin Timberlake thing I thought was hilarious. You instantly started laughing. I was like, Fiona, leave her alone.
No, in a fun way.
No, I'm Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Happy Friday and happy EP weekend,
yes,
by the way.
Indeed.
Now, this Monday morning, coming at 10 a.m, we've got an exciting announcement for you. Well, actually, do you know what? Why don't we just say it now?
Just do it. If you're ready, I'm ready.
The Naughty Threesome returns to Spin 103.8.
Woohoo!
every single day from 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. as well. All right, so you can have it's a thing we used to do on Spin like years ago, and I, to be honest, don't know why we got rid of it because it's fantastic.
I'd say
Naughty's tunes.
I've been saying it since I got here. Bring it back, and they finally listened to me. It's three Naughty's tracks in a row, and they're all bangers, and they'll be coming for you. From 10 a.m.
Very excited. First though, we got to get to one more tune. Mm-hmm. There's the spoiler.
What is it?
I think with about 54% of the vote.
Oh, by the skin of
my teeth. Raging at this, to be honest. You won't listen. Have a great weekend. Enjoy EP if you're going. This is Taylor Swift.
Bye.
Over on Spin. Good luck. We can leave the Christmas lights up till January.